Distorted View Daily proudly presents My Aunt Done Did Shit Herself Again.
I was in bed sleeping and I turned over and I thought, what's that? That was funny. So, and this is at the middle of the night, because I'm up all night, all hours of the night. And I get up and go to the bathroom. Oh, sure enough, I shit. It was on the bed. It went through to the mattress cover, on me, on my nightgown.
So you were deep asleep when you shit.
Yeah, I don't even, it just...
You didn't even wake you up.
No, it just, well, it woke me up, because I turned around and what the hell is that? It just comes right out without, you know, with no...
No resistance, notice.
No. So there I am in the middle of the night.
You gotta plug it up. Get a cork and just at night, just plug it up.
I'm gonna have to do that. Because, you know, I'm here wiping my rear end, had a wash, change my nightgown, go and change the sheets and the mattress cover. I'm not changing.
Well, now you're up now.
Yeah, but I know, but it still was. I still wanted my sleep. So anyway, I thought, well, I'll just covered up with the blanket, that's it, then I'll change in the morning.
So you slept in your shit?
No, I changed the sheets and the mattress cover.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to change the sheets until the morning.
What do we have here?
I wanted pepperoni, cheese, and crackers.
Hey, freaks, we have a great show coming up. It's Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. I just want to make this observation real quick. My aunt tells this story about how she shit herself, and the very next thing out of her mouth is, I brought over some greasy-ass pepperoni and cheese. It's like, your diet is probably contributing to your loose bowels.
It's just a fun thing.
This is fucking retarded.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
This bitch is naked.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
Cut the water off!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I'm retarded.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Sideshow Freaks, Tim back here for the Tuesday episode of DV. You know, I haven't heard a good aunt shitting herself story in a long time. I think it's been, you know, I haven't seen my aunt since Christmas. I know she's lost control of her bowels a few times since then. You know, when old people start shitting themselves, they pretty much just continue shitting themselves until they die, right? It's not like catching a cold where you get better. I'm guessing the uncontrollable bowels have been increasing in frequency, so hopefully I'll have some more great stories for you. Next time I see my aunt, I will turn on my voice recorder. I do have a great show for you today. Last night, I was up playing my stupid game that has no point or purpose, No Man's Sky. It's a space exploration game, but there's no real bad guys. I mean, there's like the same bad guys, these little robot sentinels that monitor the planet, and if you aggravate them or you mine too many resources on a planet, then they get pissed off. And then in space, sometimes you get into fights with space pirates. But that's pretty much it. Really, the point of the game is it's busy work. That's what the name of the game should be. Busy work, the video game. Or just Time Suck Deluxe Edition. You spend hours and hours collecting stuff so you can craft something. Or you're visiting a million planets and a million space stations looking to buy an exotic spaceship. Like, you know. It's a complete waste of time. So, because there's not a lot of action and the game doesn't really require that much focus, I'll have stuff playing on in the background. Sometimes episodes of Friends or Seinfeld or something, right? But yesterday I was watching YouTube videos while playing this game, and our good friend Skippy was back. Skippy is that Mormon virgin who just can't manage to seal the fucking deal. He's been on like 10,000 dates. He's been kissed, but I think that's pretty much it. Not even some like over the sweater boob touching has happened. These girls are just grossed out by Skippy, and you know what? I don't fucking blame them. After all of these dates, Skippy is still a goddamn freak. With no concept on how to talk to a girl, how a girl wants to be treated, inappropriate things you shouldn't bring up to a woman on a date? Like, this is some basic stuff. So I've got a new video here, although it is labeled part three, because what happened was Skippy went on a date with a girl. Of course, he filmed it. He films everything, right? He went on a date and saw the Book of Mormon with this girl, and he wanted to talk to her about it afterwards. And she was like, we should just do that another time. Because she wanted to get the fuck away from Skippy before he started trying to kiss her and shit. So he's like, okay, well, the time has come. Skippy wore this poor girl down, and she agreed to meet up with him so they could talk all about the musical they saw together. Now, I've seen enough of these videos to know that the real reason Skippy wants to see her is to ask her questions about their future together. I also know that they have no future together. So the real fun is watching these women squirm and avoid questions about their future together with Skippy. Now, Skippy has recorded an introduction before we actually see the meeting between these two.
So one of the things about this video is that it ends in kind of a Debbie Downer way.
Don't spoil this for me, Skippy. I mean, I had a hunch this wasn't going to go well, but still.
Because of that, I'm going to come on after the video is over to
let you all know that I did not kill myself. It's good to know. All right, so we don't need an introduction from Skippy. Now, at the start of the real video, this is the beginning of their date. This girl's just getting ready. She's got a fanny pack on. I don't know if she was I don't know what the hell she's doing, but she's like putting some earbuds into her fanny pack. Of course, Skippy's being creepy and filming it. And he can't help but get this date started on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Oh my goodness sake, crap. I did the, hang on. I did the thing that, I was accidentally doing the thing that you hated from the last time where I didn't have it tilted at the right angle. So it looked like I was staring at your boobs.
Yes, the camera was focused on her chest. She has real itty bitty titties. So there's really nothing to see there. Her nips were poking out a bit, though. But still, like, if you wouldn't have said anything, she wouldn't have known. And also, you can edit that out, so that part wouldn't have been included in the video. Instead, you opted for maximum cringe.
I didn't have it tilted at the right angle, so it looked like I was staring at your boobs. Sorry.
Well, that sounds typical.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Can I play some music for you?
Yeah, she just wants to change the subject. Honestly, I think she's already done with the date. Anyways,
Tracy and I are together.
No, he always says stuff like that, too. He always makes mention that, you know, we're on a date. Look, we're together. Half the time, the women then have to, like, interrupt Skippy. You're like, yeah, friend dates are good. Friend dates are fun. When friends hang out together, friends, right? They say friends 10,000 times. All right, so they go to the park to discuss the Book of Mormon and their dates. But first, Skippy has brought some gifts. You may be saying, well, that's a normal thing for a person to do. How can Skippy fuck this up? Just hand the bitch over some roses and you're good to go. That's not what Skippy does.
Do you want gifts first or at the end?
How many are there, Skip?
How many? Oh, this bitch knows what's up. Because that's not a typical reaction to the question, would you like your gifts now? Most people will be like, gifts for me? Oh my God, I'm so excited. What could it possibly be? Not, how many gifts did you get me, Skippy? What the fuck did you do, you freak?
Do you want gifts first or at the end?
How many are there, Skip? How many
are there? A couple, and they're all small.
A couple, two?
There's like a half a dozen little things.
You have a hard time answering questions directly.
I do, but...
How many are there?
6 to 8. But that's if you count each one as a gift.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I've given you 3 of my fake business cards.
Oh, my God! That's not a gift! You're giving her crap! Why would anyone want your fake business cards? All right, let me fast forward to actually him giving her the gift.
I promised you
because other dates that I've been on, I've given something similar to people. Okay, so let's give you the thing that, first of all, that you know that you're getting. This is a cord that I told her I had one of these, and she needs one of these, and so...
It's a cord. It's like a... It's a power cord.
Do I owe you? You don't owe me anything. It's a gift.
And I guess it's like a maybe a phone charger?
And as far as the other gifts, it is a Skippy...
Oh, shit. We're getting some swag up in
here. Prize bag.
Skippy branded memorabilia. So you never forget the dates that you went on with Skip.
Okay.
Laid out.
All right. People that know me know that I have stickers, rape whistles.
I'm sorry. Hold on, freaks. Skippy gives his dates rape whistles with Skippy logos on it and shit.
Laid out.
All right. People that know me know that I have...
Skippy buttons? What's this? Some sort of Skippy bracelet, like a Livestrong bracelet.
Stickers, rape whistles, other paraphernalia. So there's...
The button says, I know Skippy, as if he's some sort of celebrity.
I know Skippy button, a get Skippy married button, a Skippy my very good Mormon friend.
This is
random. I had a Milwaukee Brewers baseball team keychain for you. Here is the No Sex For You bracelet.
Oh, that's what the bracelet says.
The rape whistle. Thanks to Skippy, I didn't get raped.
This woman has to have a comment about the rape whistle.
You're welcome. Yeah. And then here's some stickers. Skippy can't be beat. Skippy is my friend.
You can't beat Skippy's meat.
Mm-hmm. That would be caution. Bad. Watch out for celebrities.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck he's trying here. I don't even have this much merchandise for Distorted View Daily, although I'm thinking Distorted View rape whistles are not a bad idea. But I'm going to market them not as like a rape deterrent, but like when you're raping someone, let everyone know it's time to celebrate. I just got laid. I forced a bitch to fuck me. Toot toot. Back to the date recap here. Skippy asks this girl, out of the three dates we went on, rank them from best to worst or something. She said her favorite date was the first one.
Right?
I agree.
Okay.
And I'm biased though because we actually got to kiss at the end of the first one. But there was a lot of chemistry going on. And I think you maybe made the mistake of actually kissing me on the date because it probably would have been better for the second and third date had you not kissed me because then I was super excited to kiss you.
She kissed him on the first date and then Skippy was looking forward to it continuing on the second and third date. And I don't think that's what happened.
On dates two and three.
So. Even though I already said that I don't want to do that with you or be that way.
Yeah, but then you went ahead and did it anyways and...
No, that's not what happened. She kissed you, and then afterwards, when you wanted more, she was like, no, I think we should just be friends.
Kissed me.
Oh, no, I'm talking about... This could be misinterpreted, everything I said. Don't talk for a second.
Gotcha. I think I now know what you
mean. Mom's lecturing Skippy now.
Yes. After the first date when you said you didn't want to, and I still tried to kiss you on dates two and three...
Toot toot! I'm blowing that rape whistle on you, Skippy!
Stated that I did not want.
Trying to force yourself on her.
Yes. All. Yes. And my point was that by kissing me on the first date...
You're basically saying that I'm allowed to kiss you whenever I want. Like, this is what rapists think.
It made me want to kiss you on the second and third date.
This is all your fault, bitch!
Wanting to kiss someone is healthy and normal.
Yep.
If you have a crush on them, that's perfectly normal.
Yep.
It's normal to want to feel that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just know that I do not want to kiss you, Skippy. Now, as if this wasn't awkward enough, Skippy then gets obsessed with another guy who's interested in this girl. Now, let me just recap what's going on here because I don't want to play the audio. It takes too long. These two idiots have a mutual friend named Dave. After after Skippy and this girl went to see the musical, this girl was like, I gotta go. I'm going on a date with Dave, our friend Dave. And that is, that's now Skippy's obsessed with that.
The friend that I didn't expect to be on our date.
Yeah.
So, I wonder how many people were surprised in date two that she had a second date at the end of our first date.
Yeah, he's putting her on the spot now. Explain yourself!
How many times have you had two dates in one night?
I just want her to say, like, this wasn't a date, Skippy. It was a date in your mind. I went because it was a free ticket to see Book of Mormon.
Well, I just knew plans to go. I wasn't a date. I mean, like, it was a weekend. Like, I was going to go backpacking.
Yeah.
I don't consider that a date. I consider that, okay. Like, going backpacking.
You got,
like,
dropped off
like
by
camping.
You got dropped off by one guy and picked up by another.
Oh, if you go on a
another.
Date, are you supposed to have that night open if you're just going out on a date with your friend?
Usually when one person goes out with one person, that's the only person that they
even if they're
go
declared friends
out with.
Context included.
Yeah, like, if at this point, Skippy knows, he doesn't want to believe it, that they're just friends. They're going to this musical as friends. So she's like, oh, after I hang out with my one friend, I'm going to go out on a real date and possibly get laid. Mama be horny. Her bacon strips are sizzling.
Some people have multiple dates in the same day. Other people don't. And
I guess we're just
you're the second person that I've gone out with that has had that I've dropped off.
No, Skippy, okay, let me just say this. Honestly, sincerely, like, sorry. I was not trying to, like, have some, like, date after. And sincerely, I was, like, trying to be fluid about it. But also, like, I want to be honest with you. And because we are just friends. And that's what.
Yeah.
Then I guess I was, just, like,
I feel like, yes, you did tell Skippy that we're just friends, but it's like he's retarded. Even though you say we're just friends, he's still holding on to this hope that it could be more.
I'm sorry that it turned out I didn't want it to be like you saw Dave taking me. Like,
I know it's
Skippy was probably stalking her after their date.
It's really good that it was Dave because it lessened it a ton.
Yeah, like, it's better that it's one of my friends taking you out on a date. Now, at this point, they actually talk about the Book of Mormon. There's a good discussion of, you know, this girl used to be Mormon. She left the church. She doesn't like the weird underwear you're supposed to wear. And then, you know, the church is super restrictive and yada, yada, yada. Skippy is still pretty much a Mormon, right? But Skippy can't help himself. And soon enough, he makes another disastrous blunder.
I've got a yes or no question that I'm sure would be pretty easy for you to answer. When you and Dave went camping, did you guys have sex?
Insert the longest drink of water ever recorded. She is just sucking on that bottle so she doesn't have to answer. Actually, she's probably thinking, this guy can't be serious.
That was the yes or no question that... Is that not my place to ask? That was the yes or no.
But you should probably get that sky right there, because the fade from...
Change the subject to the sky.
Good looking.
He is obsessed with Dave, though. When they're walking out of the park to their car, he's talking about Dave.
I like it like that, though. I feel like it makes me...
Does Dave balance things out for you? How long have you known Dave now? 3 weeks?
Officially, we met...
Be very careful how you answer, because you know Skippy's going to do the math. You've known him for a month? Our first date was a month and a half ago. You were dating me while you were thinking about dating him?
I think Dave knows how many days it is. I think it's 8 or 9 days.
9 days?
Uh-oh. Maybe today.
That was the wrong amount of time to say. Backtrack, backtrack, backtrack.
9 days?
Maybe today is 9. Maybe today is 8. We met on Monday, not this last Monday, but the Monday before.
5 days before our
ill-fated date. So then, now we're at the actual end of the date. He has brought her back to her front door of her apartment building. She's not letting him up. Good call.
All right, Tracy, thank you.
Half a hug there, a little pat on the back.
This was a blast.
Thank you for helping me run errands.
Thanks everyone that's been watching
these things. Thank you for helping me run errands, wow. She wants to make it very clear to Skippy. You're basically my Uber driver. There's nothing romantic happening.
Say hi to Dave for me.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Will.
All right.
One last little mention of Dave there. Ooh, what a passive-aggressive little turd. So Skippy wrote her a text, of course. He said, "Thanks again for last night. Our three dates were the most fun I had all year. No lie." But then with some, like, party emojis and little hearts and stuff. She replied, "I had fun too. Let's still hang out again soon with friends. A fun gathering." Now, to Skippy, that's like, wow, there's still a possibility we could date. On some level, she must like me. Because this kid is an idiot, right? Like, read between the lines. Let's hang out with friends. A fun gathering. She's afraid to be around you alone. She wants lots of people to protect her from you. That is a Skippy update for you freaks. Today I learned Skippy has a line of Skippy-branded rape whistles. Ta-da! Hey, while we are revisiting some idiots we play here on the show, I've got a Jesse Lee Peterson update. Oh, he is just pleased as punch that he has been covered by the real media. Now, you may remember the last time I featured him, he was talking about presidential candidate Andrew Yang. You know, he's some Chinese man or something, I don't know. I think he's Asian. So yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson was bad-mouthing Andrew Yang. Newsweek wrote a story about it. And now Jesse Lee Peterson is going to talk about Newsweek talking about him.
There's this little Asian guy or Chinese guy, whatever he is.
Oh, that's the original clip. I'm sorry. Here is Jesse Lee Peterson talking about that last clip.
JLP is in the news, so I made news this week.
Yeah, which I'm a real newsmaker. Your boy was a trending topic.
Isn't it true? I made some headlines due to...
Headlines.
My comments on educated women and Andrew Yang. Newsweek picked up my show. And they wrote about it, and they put the video up there as well. Right-wing radio host says Andrew Yang should go back to China. So Andrew...
he already forgot his last name. Andrew...
Yang. He's running for president, representing the Democratic Party, and he's a socialist. He's a communist. And he should not be in our country... pushing socialism. He should go back to China.
Well, again, he's from Taiwan. It's sort of China, right? But still, he should just call him Taiwanese.
Can we send this guy back?
He was born here. How many times do we have to go over this?
To wherever he came from? And let him go over there and give away free stuff. Why is he coming here to turn America into... the place that he left. I've been told that his parents are from Taiwan.
There we go. Finally, Jesse Lee corrects himself.
We're not a socialist society like that.
No, we ain't.
So he need to go back. Mm-hmm. And so the people got mad at me for saying that. But what's wrong with saying that? Well, they say that he's from Taiwan or something.
Yes.
But I don't believe he's from Taiwan.
That's fake news. Beta male.
Because the people over there are fighting right now to get rid of socialism, right?
No, you're thinking of Hong Kong. Like, everything Jesse Lee Peterson is saying is just a little wrong.
Aren't they having those, isn't that right, Nick? They're having those riots over there in Taiwan?
Mm-mm.
Is it Hong Kong? Yeah. Well, I can't tell. They all look alike to me.
Yeah, that's not a racist thing to say at all.
Taiwan, Hong Kong, China.
I mean, Jesse Lee does have a point. I didn't know beforehand that Andrew Yang was Taiwanese and not Chinese.
Japan. What's the difference? But so the people got mad, but I realized...
Ching chong, ding dong, whatever, you know.
That the people who are supporting this communist Andrew Yang... because he's promising them $1,000 or something like that.
Yeah, I do like the sound of that.
They really think they're going to get free money. That's the only reason they're supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy is pure beta male. Beta male!
There he goes.
And he's a communist, and he's from a communist country.
I don't like no communists.
I believe it's China. Sorry, China.
Taiwan. He's still confused.
Taiwan or wherever he came from.
Whatever.
And so I'm saying that's not allowed in America. Go back to where you came from.
Well, there you go. Jesse Lee's in the news, and he is loving it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Thank you for supporting the show. You know I couldn't do this without you. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one, oh, that would be great. I'm looking for a few people to take the plunge. I've got big bills to pay. So a couple of lifetime upgrades would be very nice. Upgrade your account to a lifetime one and never worry about recurring charges again. You know what to do. Just email me, show@distortedview.com. Also, if you have an extra few bucks a month, we do have that Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. And thank you to all my patrons and sideshow members. You all are very, very generous to this old queer. Thank you. All right, three very quick. You know what? Real quick, speaking of queer, I had to do the queerest goddamn thing. My sister texted me over the weekend, and you know, she's old. Older than me by 12 years. You do the math, 50-something. And she's in love with Harry Styles, who's like 20. You know the musician Harry Styles from One Direction. And I've talked about this before, how she's a sick pedophile. My sister does not like it when I call her a sick pedophile. Not many people do like to be called pedophiles. But anyway, this past weekend, she was like, "Oh, I need that underage dick in me." And I'm like, "What?" No, she said, "Brother, could you do me a favor?" And she's like, "The new issue of Rolling Stone is out, which features a shirtless Harry Styles, and that's got her all kinds of wet." She said, "You know, if you're out and about, could you do me a favor? Pick me up a copy of Rolling Stone." And, you know, I was like, yeah, absolutely, sure. Apparently no one sells magazines anymore. Did you know this? My God, just finding a place that has magazines is difficult. I went to the grocery store. The only place they have magazines now are like at the front near like the cash registers, like impulse buy shit. They're like the National Enquirer and Life, whatever they're called. What is it called? Those Hollywood gossip rags? I can't remember. I used to buy them all the time. There was one that was like $1.99, and me and my friends at work would make collages and stuff out of them instead of actually working. We'd make funny little pictures. Anyway, so I could not find Rolling Stone anywhere. I went to Kroger. I went to Meijer. I went to Walmart. Went to CVS and Walgreens. Finally today, yeah, this has been like a multi-day thing. Finally today, Lord Douche and I were getting some food at... Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. See, that's part of the problem. I went to Whole Foods, and you know how they have like that hot bar at Whole Foods where you can like fill up a bowl? This is like $8.99 a pound, and they have all sorts of stuff. Although, my Whole Foods only has Indian food. Every day, it's Indian food. I'm so sick of it. It's so weird because it's like 75% Indian food, and then there's like macaroni and cheese and wings, and it's like, it's the weirdest combination of shit. Today, in addition to the chicken, they also had Brussels sprouts. So I've got the Brussels sprouts farts, and I'm burping up Brussels sprouts. It's absolutely disgusting, and it has nothing to do with the story, really, aside from the fact near Whole Foods, there's a bookstore, an actual bookstore. Those things still exist, I guess. And this bookstore had a huge, multi-aisle magazine section. I still couldn't find Rolling Stone. So I had to swallow my pride and go up to the information desk and ask, "Do you have the latest issue of Rolling Stone?" And she's like, "I think we're sold out. There's someone else asking about that. Hang tight, let me get a manager." And the manager was a guy, and he was like, he walked up to me and he's like, "Are you here for the Harry Styles Rolling Stone?" And I had to say yes, and I was so embarrassed. Fucking sister, right? And he said, it's the weirdest thing. I've never in my life had a Rolling Stone issue sell out. And this is the first time it's ever happened. And I've been trying to get more copies of it. I just can't get them. And he even called another location and they're sold out too. It's the weirdest thing. I said, "Look, this is for my sister." He didn't believe me. But like, "This is for my sister. She's in love with Harry Styles." And I said, "I didn't even know Harry Styles was that popular." Which is true. I know my sister's into him, and I've heard maybe like one of his songs on the radio before. And I know he was in One Direction and he was popular back then, but that was like, what, 5-10 years ago? I mean, what the fuck? If you guys happen to be at a store and you see that there's a copy of Rolling Stone, pick it up. I will pay you for it and to have it shipped to me. I'm just trying to be a good brother here. I'm trying to accommodate, help my pedophile sister out. So thank you. It's not too much trouble. Take a look at the newsstand near you. All right, three very quick stories now for stuff. Laura Ingraham is a Fox News host, and she is losing her goddamn marbles. She ate a steak with straws and light bulbs sticking out of it. This is all to piss off liberals. And believe me, look, I am all for owning the SJWs, owning the libtards when they're doing something stupid. But this is just retarded. Like, if you want to see what this steak looks like, the steak that Laura Ingraham pretended to eat on a news channel, check out today's featured image over there at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, so the story goes like this. Fox News opinion host, she's an opinion host, Laura Ingraham's earnest effort to troll liberals reached a new, if not bizarre, level on Friday. Now, I have a feeling this was written by some sort of like liberal newspaper, so take this all with a grain of salt. The way it's written, you know, like, she's bizarre. She's trying to own troll liberals. She attempted to drink a steak. She attempted to drink a steak stuffed with incandescent light bulbs through a plastic straw. This is the thing I don't understand. So I guess Trump did something about regulations regarding incandescent bulbs. You know, there's this big push to switch over to like the CFLs or the LED bulbs, which are just better in pretty much every way. Now, I don't know what the regulations were, but it was probably like, we're trying to minimize the usage of these bulbs. We're trying to get away from using those old incandescent bulbs. And Trump took those regulations away. He was like, you know, Americans deserve freedom. If they want to use fucking incandescent bulbs, they should be allowed to. And companies should be allowed to make them without penalty or whatever. Again, though, does anyone have a real problem with these new bulbs? Aside from costing a little bit more, they last for like 25 years. So instead of paying like 99 cents for a bulb, you pay like $4 or $5 and never have to fucking replace it again. Plus, they use electricity. It saves you money. Like, I just can't figure out who hates these new bulbs. All right, so she attempted to drink a steak stuffed with incandescent light bulbs through a plastic straw. Well, it's a meal that will trigger all the left people. Actually, I have a clip here from her show. Maybe it'll make more sense if I hear this.
A kind of last meal. Well, it's a meal that will trigger all the right... All the left people.
Oh my God, it sounds like an awful... She can't put together a sentence.
Okay, are you ready? Are you really prepared for this?
This is the news.
A warning, here it is, okay? The ultimate...
There's sound effects, like this is insanity, right? This is like the Jerry Springer show.
Trigger sculpture, a kind of culinary sculpture. It has everything the Democrats hate. Steak, plastic straws, and light bulbs. And if I could have put an SUV on this, I would have. Okay. Can you sip a steak?
No, you can't sip a steak.
Tastes good. It's kind of the vapors of the steak. Oh my God. Don't ask me how we came up with this. But these are the light bulbs that Andrew Yang said are so dangerous to the planet because they burn out too often. I have a question. When you push that into the steak, is there any conduction whatsoever? That's all the time we have tonight.
Yeah, thank God. Ingraham appears to have been referencing Andrew Yang's performance. Andrew Yang, he's Chinese. He needs to go back to China. Bait him out. Ingraham appears to have been referencing Yang's performance at a climate town hall discussion with Democratic presidential candidates on Wednesday, where moderator Wolf Blitzer raised the Trump administration's rollback on requirements for more energy-saving light bulbs. Criticizing the move, Yang warned that incandescent bulbs intentionally burn out and are not environmentally friendly. Is there a big light bulb lobby in Washington? Are they behind these rollbacks? It would make sense, right? Obviously, the people who make light bulbs want to sell more light bulbs. So you want to sell the bulbs that burn out the fastest. No, you get more business, right? Repeat customers. If you got these bulbs that last 10 years, it's hard to sell more bulbs, you know? Criticizing the move, Yang warned that incandescent bulbs intentionally burn out. Yes, Yang's position is neither new nor as radical as Ingram's theatrics imply. See, like, this news story definitely has an agenda. I mean, don't get me wrong, what Laura Ingram did on her show was retarded. But this news story has a real axe to grind with Laura Ingram. The phasing out of energy-inefficient bulbs has seen bipartisan support. It was included in a 2007 law signed by President George Bush. Well, he's not a libtard. Yes, he signed it to limit halogen in incandescent bulbs, a regulation derived from that law and signed by President Barack Obama, the Muslim, aimed to place tighter energy efficiency standards on a wider range of bulbs and would have taken effect in January. However, the current administration has announced that it will repeal it. I guess at that climate change town hall, I think CNN hosted it, right? Apparently, plastic straws were mentioned and beef. Democrats have advocated for paper straws, which those just suck. Like, I get the light bulb thing. The new light bulbs are way better than incandescents. But paper straws suck fucking ass. Just come up with some sort of new material that, like, disintegrates. Remember a few years ago they came out with potato chip bags that after like 6 months or a year or something would start to disintegrate, deteriorate, or whatever was that called? Biodegrade? The problem with them, though, is that the bags were like really, really loud. When you'd crunch them, you'd go deaf, basically. But why can't they like use that technology? Make those things thicker, turn that into like a straw that'll start falling apart and then, you know, it won't kill the animals or whatever, that pollute. Right? It's biodegradable. All right. What's the problem with meat now? Cutbacks on the consumption of red meat, which contributes to the production of greenhouse gases. I don't like that idea either, because Timmy likes his meat. Let's just stick with the light bulb thing, okay? That's something we can all get behind, except Laura Ingram, of course. Second story we have for you today. Do you ever think that Colonel Sanders is attractive? Why haven't we ever done a Sextastic Tuesday story involving the KFC spokesperson? I should see if that exists. Like, if Colonel Sanders fucks Wendy's, or maybe there's a threesome between Colonel Sanders, Wendy's, and the Dairy Queen. Ooh, royalty. While there might not be sex stories, KFC is publishing a Colonel Sanders dating simulator. And let me just say, the anime-ified version of Colonel Sanders is quite the silver fox. Yes, KFC is cooking up a Colonel Sanders dating game. A new entry on the Steam PC game store entitled I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-lickin' good dating simulator, promises to let players see if they, quote, have what it takes to be the business partner of and win the heart of the most famous chicken salesman of all time. The game, KFC confirmed to USA Today, will hit Steam on Tuesday, September 24th. Coming to PCs and Mac computers, the game, quote, goes through three acts in which users are given options that have an effect on the outcome of the game, as well as the chance to date the Colonel. Obviously, this is some not-so-sly advertising, but still, I'm going to download this and try to fuck Colonel Sanders. For science, for you guys, this is my job, this is what you pay me for. You pay me to virtually lube up my dick with chicken grease and rape Colonel Sanders. Virtual rape. All right, yes, the suave Colonel Sanders in his signature all-white suit and folded to perfection bow tie also joins the culinary school to embark on his journey of becoming the world's greatest fried chicken salesman, adding to your list of challenges, KFC said. A trailer produced in anime video game motif shows a slim, goateed, and mustachioed Colonel Sanders slicing up lettuce and riding a flying salt shaker. Other characters include rivals, friends, and a professor dog. The simulation promises multiple hours. Really? Hours of gameplay with cooking battles and cute miniature food. The goal? Do you have what it takes to survive culinary school? Will Colonel Sanders choose you to be his business partner? Or maybe even so much more? Find out in the most finger-licking good dating simulator ever created, a game that KFC actually made. The studio listed as the game's developer is PsyOps. It has offices in LA and New York. They've released games in the past, but more recently it's created commercials for Oculus Quest, Coca-Cola, Baskin-Robbins, and Travelers Insurance. I have the trailer here. Maybe I'll add another image in the show notes or make this today's featured image. The trailer is, there's no words, right? There's no real audio, just music. Very anime-like audio. Rivals, Professor Dog, Chicken. There's the Colonel slaying some chicken. Cooking some sort of like chicken bowl stuff. All right, final story we have for you today. A man has been left unable to have sex with his wife and is now feeling suicidal after a botched circumcision. The middle-aged man, who hasn't been named, had been experiencing difficulty urinating when he went into the hospital for a minor routine op. However, just before he was wheeled into the theater at Furness General Hospital, the surgeon, Kavindar Madra, told him he needed a full circumcision. You don't want to spring that on someone as they're being wheeled into surgery. That's way more than you bargained for. It's kind of like when I go to the salon and I tell the stylist, just take a little off the top, and the next thing you know, all of my foreskin is gone. All right, during the procedure, too much skin was removed. The poor man was left with what was described as an extremely buried penis. I'm not even sure what that means. Even if they circumcised the guy, he shouldn't have lost that much length. You know what I mean? That the penis is now buried. You have to go digging for it. Yeah, the news says here, during the procedure, too much skin was removed and he was left with an extremely buried penis, a condition that, quote, took his manhood away from him. The condition, which means the penis is covered by excess skin, has prevented the man from having sex. How is this the doctor's fault? The doctor was like, look, you need a circumcision. We are going to cut some of your skin. How is he left with more skin? So much skin. He's buried in dick skin. Did they actually cut the penis and not the foreskin? I'm trying to figure this out. All right, the condition, which means the penis is covered by excess skin, has prevented the man from having sex. He is also unable to direct the flow of urine and has to press a bucket up against himself when he goes to the toilet. The man, who was 54 at the time of the operation in October 2012, says it left him suicidal and almost caused the breakdown of his marriage. It's like, dude, come on, it's been, what, 6-7 years? Get over it. He has since been awarded a payout of $150,000 for medical negligence. The patient told a tribunal his life was ruined by the operation, as he no longer goes out to public places through embarrassment. I would feel more confident going out in public places than I would being in intimate settings, because I don't want anyone seeing my penis, you see. Typically, you don't have to show that off in public. I've had experts come and see me and basically suggest that I wear a large diaper. I'm not prepared to degrade myself any further by doing that. Well, then just continue pressing your nub into a bucket. Quote, before the operation, I had a good sex life with my wife, but that's been impossible since. That has been really difficult to handle. I basically go to bed unable to have any sexual activity with my wife. That's been taken from us and had a massive impact on our relationship. A consultant psychiatrist who assessed the man said he'd been left feeling humiliated and that his manhood had been taken away from him. He said the impact on his life would have been like that of a bereavement in terms of struggling to adjust. It is kind of like the death of your cock. The patient said, I feel nothing but anger towards Mr. Madra, I guess that was the surgeon, who did this to him, and the hospital trust for what has happened to me, and it's only added to that anger and frustration to read about these complaints, which date back so many years. Yeah, apparently this doctor has had 5 complaints made against him by patients and doctors, which doesn't seem like a lot of complaints, really. 5? Since 2014? That's one unhappy customer, I mean patient, a year. Oh look, the news story included a helpful primer And what is a buried penis? Okay. A buried penis is a penis that's covered by excess skin in the pubic area or scrotum. The scrotum is the sac of the skin that surrounds the testicles. See, I kind of thought the scrotum was the testicles. I'm learning so much today. The penis is usually of normal length and function, but it's hidden. Why can't you just pull it out? The condition can be caused by excess fat. You know what? I think I have a buried penis. Fluid retention, problems with ligaments, or complications after a circumcision. It can affect urination and sexual arousal, but it's usually treatable with surgery. Buried penis can also cause embarrassment and psychological harm. So there you go. If you have trouble urinating, don't go to the doctor. That's like the last thing you should do. They'll probably fuck up your dick. Just suffer through it. It's the best option. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you, freaks. You're my sideshow members, so you know all the ways to contact me. Let's just do some voicemails.
Hey, Tim. This is Davide. I'm one of your listeners. You've heard me. I've called in. I was the one that called in about your mom and Poozie and probably where it came from.
Poozie.
And stuff because yeah. I grew up there. A lot of people don't know about me is I was born and a lot of my family is from Texas, surprisingly.
Really?
And you just played a clip of a woman in the House, the State House of Representatives from the early 90s, Representative Deborah Danberg, talking about what if her husband's cock slipped and hit her in the anus? Should she have to turn herself into a health official? That is my stepmother, and I grew up hearing about this story over and over and over again. She is honestly on holiday right now in South America, but she's retired. She's in her, you know, 70s. But when she gets back, if you'd like to talk to her about this and what all the weird stuff that is going on in Congress about sodomy and stuff,
yeah,
she would definitely do an interview.
I think I do want to talk to her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is just crazy hearing this. So hopefully you play this on the show, man. Cheers for all the years. I've been listening for about 10 years now. So cheers, man.
Wow. Thanks. Long-time listener. Thank you so much for chiming in with that. I actually remember when you posted something about this on Facebook. You were recording yourself. It was a video of you listening to the show in the car, and you were freaking out because you're a listener of DV, and you heard me talking about your stepmom. So that's really cool. All right, so maybe we can have her on talking about dildos and sodomy. My two favorite topics. They do go hand in hand. More dildo and butt, I guess. All right, next up here.
Hey, it's Social Security, the big Soch. Sitting here listening to the July 2nd show about Seaman Kanan's flutes, and I have it on good authority that he was teaching them the song Flight of the Cumblebee. All right, keep up the good work.
I don't even remember what that show was about. Seaman flutes, apparently. This guy was saying he was trying to play Flight of the Cumblebee.
Jimmy Boo, how do you do?
First-time
caller, anonymous freeside jerk-off here.
Hey!
And I'm calling about your 25th of June 2019 show.
Oh, yes, even further back. Great.
You were discussing how it would be fantastic if supermarkets had a separate checkout line for the near-dead.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I see. This is a good caller because he jogged my memory. He said what he's calling about. He didn't just say, hey, I listened to the June 25th show. I agree with you. And you're like, what? I don't know what the hell I talk about that. He explained checkout lines for near death.
Let me tell you this. I am from Europe, and in Europe, our most autistic state being Finland. Now, I am not from Finland, but Finland is, in fact, Europe's most autistic state, completely indisputable fact.
Okay.
Actually has this in some supermarkets.
Yeah, and it's perfect because the way you can sort of sell it is like, we wanted to give special lines or lanes for our very valued elderly customers as a thank you. You know what I mean? Like, you can make it sound like it's a special thing, like it's a perk. Lanes just for old people, when in reality, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. All of them writing checks.
It's called the relax line, and there's a cashier literally dedicated to all the near-deads, to people with anxiety disorders, to whatever the hell else makes people want to literally not be pushed to check out quickly. It goes slow as hell. The cashier just beeps your items one by one. And off.
What if the beeping noise triggers you? Like, I don't like loud beeps.
Go. No pressure, no line, Nobody ever uses it.
That line that's the problem.
Every time I've fucking seen it. But just so you know, that is exists. Yeah. Being pioneered right here in Europe.
Fucking socialists. I don't know. I was just told everywhere in Europe is they're socialists. I don't know. The president says it all the time. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Thanks to Skippy, I didn't get raped.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
And when one has a full rectum and there's no bathroom available, one learns how to tighten the muscle, tighten the anus, so that one does not defecate in a socially unacceptable place, so to speak.